Imagine you're building a house. Traditional methods would have you create detailed blueprints, order materials, and construct everything according to plan. But what if, halfway through construction, you realize your family needs have changed? In the software world, this happens constantly. Requirements shift, technologies evolve, and market demands transform, often before the project is even complete. This is precisely why agile methodologies have revolutionized how we build software. At its core, agile isn't just a set of practices to follow mechanically. It's a fundamental mindset shift that transforms how teams approach development from the ground up. When Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella led the company's transformation from a rigid waterfall organization to an agile powerhouse, he wasn't just implementing new meetings. He was changing how thousands of developers thought about their work. This shift from viewing software development as a linear production line to seeing it as an adaptive, collaborative journey represents the heart of what makes agile so powerful. The daily stand-up meeting illustrates the difference between doing agile and being agile. As a status update, it offers little value. With an agile mindset, it becomes collaborative problem-solving. I found a security issue affecting Sarah's payment processing. Can we brainstorm solutions after stand-up? This mindset transforms development. Code reviews become knowledge-sharing opportunities. Teams pair program voluntarily, building collective ownership. Retrospectives evolve from mandatory meetings to valued opportunities for improvement. This transformation stems from the Agile Manifesto's core values: individuals and interactions over processes and tools, working software over comprehensive documentation, customer collaboration over contract negotiation, responding to change over following a plan. The waterfall model, gathering requirements up front, followed by design, implementation, verification, and maintenance, seems logical but fails practically. In the book's ebook reader example, after 15 months of development following exact specifications, the product failed because the industry adopted a new format. Retailers no longer wanted the outdated storefront, and competitors created simpler solutions. Traditional approaches have three critical weaknesses. They assume stable requirements, unrealistic today, create lengthy feedback loops where late problems might require starting over, and encourage isolated work rather than continuous collaboration. The evidence is clear. Traditional projects have a 29% success rate, while agile projects succeed 42% of the time. For highly complex projects, agile success rate triples compared to traditional methods. Scrum transforms project management from command and control to collaborative framework. In traditional projects, the project manager owns the plan while team members execute assigned tasks, creating a cover-your-ass mentality where people avoid responsibility for problems in someone else's plan. Scrum counters this by making everyone collectively responsible. At Hover Puppy Software, Roger initially acted as a traditional project manager despite his Scrum Master title, assigning tasks and pushing weekend work when behind schedule. After coaching, he changed his approach. During one daily Scrum, when a junior developer asked Roger for her next task, he remained silent. After an uncomfortable pause, a senior developer spoke up, sparking a team discussion that helped the junior select her own task, fundamentally altering their dynamic. Scrum fosters collective ownership through specific practices. A product owner representing business interests while working daily with the team, a Scrum Master who guides rather than manages, daily Scrums creating visibility and enabling just-in-time decisions, inclusive sprint planning for estimating and selecting work, sprint reviews demonstrating working software to stakeholders, retrospectives driving continuous improvement. When teams embrace Scrum's values, commitment, respect, focus, openness, and courage, they develop collective commitment that delivers better results. Research shows self-organizing teams are 50 to 200% more productive by leveraging everyone's expertise rather than being limited by a single manager's perspective. While Scrum focuses on project management, Extreme Programming, XP, provides technical practices for building high-quality, adaptable software. XP resolves a key tension. Users frequently change requirements, yet code changes often introduce bugs. XP's core technical practices include: test-first programming creates safety nets for change. Pair programming spreads knowledge and improves quality. Continuous integration catches problems early. Simple design avoids unnecessary complexity. Refactoring keeps code maintainable. These practices create changeable code, software that can be modified without breaking existing functionality, directly addressing the complaint that users keep changing their minds by making such changes less risky. Justin and Danielle's fantasy basketball website demonstrates this value. Initially, adding European leagues to their NBA-focused system was frustrating because their code wasn't designed for multiple leagues. After adopting XP practices, they accommodated similar changes with minimal stress thanks to their more flexible code base. Research confirms XP's effectiveness. Test-driven development reduces defect rates by 40-80% compared to traditional approaches, while pair programming catches up to 85% of defects during coding rather than later testing. Teams using these practices maintain high velocity even as their code base grows. Lean thinking enhances software development by eliminating waste across the entire value stream. Adapted from Toyota's manufacturing principles, it helps teams understand process interactions. Software development waste includes partially done work, unnecessary documentation, gold-plated features, context switching, approval delays, excessive meetings, and defects. Eliminating these accelerates delivery while improving quality. One team reduced cycle time by 50% simply by limiting work in progress and reducing context switching. Options thinking keeps possibilities open until the last responsible moment rather than committing to technical approaches prematurely. Kanban applies lean principles by visualizing workflow, limiting work in progress, and enabling continuous improvement. Unlike Scrum or XP, Kanban starts with the current process and improves incrementally. Implementation begins with a Kanban board showing columns for each development stage, then limiting work in progress with maximum counts per stage. When a column reaches its limit, bottlenecks must be resolved before adding more work. Catherine's mobile camera app team used this approach when overwhelmed by mid-sprint requests. After implementing Kanban with WIP limits, they had a visual tool showing why they couldn't take on more work without completing existing items, transforming management relationships from negotiation to collaboration. Teams using Kanban typically reduce lead times by 30-90% while maintaining or improving quality, simply through workflow visualization and WIP limits. Agile isn't something you finish implementing. It's a continuous journey of learning and improvement. Successful teams regularly examine their practices, understand the principles behind them, and adapt to their specific context through honest retrospectives. Regardless of methodology, Scrum, XP, Lean, Kanban, or combinations, the fundamental values remain consistent. Individuals and interactions, working software, customer collaboration, and responding to change. Teams embracing this mindset consistently outperform those merely going through the motions. As you progress on your Agile journey, focus not on perfect implementation, but on developing the mindset that enables effective collaboration, adaptation to change, and valuable software delivery. Practices will evolve, but continuous improvement, customer focus, and embracing change remain at the heart of successful software development. Your team isn't following a map. You're learning to navigate together through ever-changing terrain.